Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find Voyager on NBC.
This is Monitor 69, I'm Gene Rayburn, your host. I'd like to talk to you, give you a message from the Oak Flooring Institute. You know, playing games with illusion and reality is fine for a magician. Sometimes we get a kick out of being tricked. But buying a new home is no time for illusion. It's a time for facing facts, like, does that new house have a real floor in it? Or just a rough concrete or plywood subfloor covered up with carpeting? Carpeting wears out, and who's going to have to replace it? You are, that's who. When you look at a new home, look for real floors. Oak floors. Oak floors never wear out. They let you decorate any way you like. You don't take a chance with oak floors. Now, another tip for motorists. This is the time of the year when those bad holes in the road caused by winter frost and snow removal equipment begin to show up, so keep especially alert for them, or you may end up needing a new axle, new springs, or new teeth. Or even worse, you may make a sudden swerve which can result in a dangerous accident. Now this word from State Farm.
David Frost here for State Farm Mutual. From the results of a series of violent meetings, it appears that, like the English, Americans are well on the way to solving the problem of overcrowded highways. Unfortunately, we're all doing it by a process of elimination. A typical meeting goes something like this. One auto, sometimes driven by a person who maybe shouldn't even hold a driver's license, violently meets another auto. Sometimes one driver is eliminated, sometimes both. State Farm doesn't feel that this is the way to solve the American traffic problem. They feel that the National Highway Safety Bureau's 16-step safety plan is a far better way. That's why they're urging you to support it too. Because if the violent meetings go on like this, the problem might well become what to do with empty highways. And who's going to be left around to solve that one?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Time is 18 minutes past the hour. We're on the Monitor Beacon. Got it all.
Jack Hayes. All I said was, I like a radio station that gives you everything. Groovy music, late news, fun contests, and nice people. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you find the nicest people. Jack Hayes, weekdays, noon to three.
Contrary to the common belief, leukemia is not mainly a children's disease. In fact, it strikes many more adults, and the count is rising. Leukemia will continue to strike adults and children until research unlocks the secret of its cause and cure. Who's doing something about it? The Leukemia Society of America, which concentrates all its resources in the attack on leukemia. But its programs of research support, patient aid, and education cost money. Please give generously when the volunteer from the Leukemia Society of America calls.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and... Yep, there's that sound. Means another monitor tip. If you should spill candle wax on your clothing, don't try to scrape it off. Let it harden first. Then place a piece of absorbent paper, such as a cleansing tissue or a piece of a brown paper bag, over the area and apply a hot iron. The wax will melt and it'll be absorbed by the paper. Now, some personal good grooming advice. Life can be bearable, ladies, if after a hectic day you relax in a scented tub bath with Capri foaming bath oil. This Capri is really great. It conditions even hard water, foams it, and Capri's coconut oil base smooths and softens dry skin. Sensible prices, too, for the whole family's use, so you can't really call it a luxury. Get Capri foaming bath oil with a good housekeeping seal. See how beautiful life can be with Capri. Monitor music, The Letterman, I Have Dreamed. Listen and dream along.
You be. I dream
Van Monitor, Dr. Joyce Brothers, brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, nationwide movers. It's easier than you think when you leave the moving to us.
We are now exploring inner space. That's right, inner space. I'll tell you more about that after this from Greyhound Van Lines.
According to our noted psychologist, Dr. Joyce Brothers, man's dread of moving to strange new places is shared with thousands of other creatures who'd rather stay where they are. But man has one big advantage over his furry, finny, and feathery friends. To make his moving easier, all he needs to do is call Greyhound Van Lines, the experienced, responsible, nationwide movers. They've turned the business of moving you into an art. But more about Greyhound Van Lines and the woes of territorial creatures in just a few minutes. Once again, Dr. Joyce Brother.
The aerospace industry that has made it possible to explore outer space has also led the way in the exploration of inner space, the psychological inner space within man himself and within groups of men working together. It happened because the technological problems connected with conquering outer space were so great and errors so costly. The very possibility of mistakes had to be eliminated. In looking for the cause of snafus, the companies found that they weren't usually the result of scientific miscalculation. They cropped up when men failed to communicate with one another. And this happened because men had been taught to compete rather than to cooperate. To correct competitive in-company jostling, Reuben Mettler, head of the TRW Systems, a California aerospace contracting company, decided on a re-education program. It proved so effective that other aerospace corporations followed suit. Now managers, scientists, and engineers throughout the industry have grown used to attending week-long or weekend schools where they learn to communicate with one another. Communication means sensitivity towards self and others. The men learn this sensitivity by meeting in small groups where they are known by first names only, without titles to bolster their egos or to guide their reactions to others. As the men interact, psychologists steer and interpret, helping the students express and understand their own feelings and the others' responses. In this way, the men learn to listen fully and to speak honestly. They experience the ways in which their usual defenses keep them from making contact with coworkers. At first, organizations outside the aerospace industry scoffed at sensitivity training as an expensive, unnecessary frill. Now companies as diverse as General Electric, Esso, and Syntex are using this form of psychological re-education. So are police forces, schools, and cities. For sensitivity training works. By turning former rivals for promotion into cooperative teams, businesses have lowered personnel turnover and reduced time lost from illnesses caused by stress and tensions. This has produced better products and bigger profits for the industry, more productive lives for the men who have benefited from the training. And it may mean a more creative approach to society's problems as the concern with inner space spreads from the aerospace industry into our political world. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
When you call Greyhound Van Lines, you can relax and look forward to your move. Greyhound Van Lines is totally responsible for each step. Dr. Joyce Brothers will be brought to you again later this weekend by dependable Greyhound Van Lines.
Thank you.
Frank Purcell. Gene Rayburn here with your friendly weekend companion monitor. Heard in New Hampshire on WTSL Radio 14, serving Hanover, Lebanon, and White River. A few moments now for some neighborly words from NBC stations coast to coast. Then on we go round the weekend world.
Hello, folks. This is Coco the Clown with Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey Circus, joining Roscoe and the Now People on NBC Radio.
What are you eating, Glenn?
I'm having a delicious Wetzel's hamburger.
It's great.
Does it really taste that good?
Don't be naive. A Wetzel's hamburger is a triumph of culinary art.
Try Wetson's fish fillet sandwich with tartar sauce dressing. It's fantastic. It's at Wetson's.
Hi, this is Johnny Carson. Not so long ago, it was thought that a mentally retarded child could only be taught to brush his teeth or dress himself. The National Association for Retarded Children did not agree. They adopted as their slogan, "Retarded children can be helped." Today, 1 million of the retarded are employed by private industry. Is that proof enough of their faith? The National Association for Retarded Children asks you to help your local association continue such work. Thank you.
You are listening to WNBC Radio in New York.
This is Frank Orlin, WNBC News. It's 11:30, 55 degrees in New York and cloudy. Body of General Dwight Eisenhower was removed from a Washington funeral home this morning. The casket carried in a black hearse 20 blocks to Washington National Cathedral. 8 enlisted military men bore the flag-draped coffin into the huge church. The pallbearers represented members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, and Air Force. Tomorrow, the casket will be taken from the cathedral to the Capitol building, where the body will lie in state under the dome, and where thousands will pay their last respects. A state funeral will be held Monday, attended by dignitaries from around the world. President Nixon will deliver the eulogy. Monday has been declared a day of national mourning. The general will be buried in Abilene, Kansas, Wednesday. Here in New York, many businesses, governmental agencies, and schools will close Monday in honor of General Eisenhower. They include the New York and American stock exchanges. Most banks will be open, however. All post offices will be closed and regular delivery services suspended. New York State offices will close at noon. New York City government offices close at 1 p.m. Fordham University, Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn, Yeshiva University, Pace College, Columbia University, and the Brooklyn campus of Long Island University will be closed. Up the Hudson at West Point, where General Eisenhower was graduated 54 years ago, a cannon will be fired every half hour today. At noon Monday, cadets at the academy will fire a 21-gun salute, and then after retreat, cannons will be fired 50 times at five-second intervals. The UN Security Council resumes debate today on Jordan's charge that Israel attacked Jordanian civilian targets last week. The council plans to finish deliberations before Big Four talks on the Middle East. Diplomatic sources say the U.S., Britain, France, and the Soviet Union will meet in New York Thursday. American and South Vietnamese forces fought 10 battles in South Vietnam today. The U.S. command says 3 American aircraft have been shot down. Fighting left 251 Viet Cong and North Vietnamese dead at a cost of 7 Americans and 10 government soldiers killed. 74 GIs and 30 South Vietnamese were wounded. North Vietnam's Communist Party newspaper has rejected President Nixon's suggestion that secret talks could lead to an end of the Vietnam War. It said the Paris talks do not make progress, not because of the forms of the talks, but mainly because of the content of the talks. Police Commissioner Howard Leary holds a news conference at noon today. He'll announce the name of New York City's new chief police inspector to replace Sanford Gerelick, who's resigned to run for city council president on Mayor Lindsay's proposed fusion ticket. In Albany early this morning, the legislature approved a penny-on-the-dollar increase in the sales tax. For New York City residents, this means a new levy of 6 cents on the dollar for merchandise. The increase takes effect Tuesday. It's expected to produce $340 million in revenues. The doctors and nurses at New York City's 20 municipal hospitals have agreed to take whatever measures necessary to prevent a $60 million city-ordered cut in hospitals' budgets. Those measures have not been spelled out, and no mention has been made of support for a threatened one-day work stoppage by non-professional employees. The non-professional employees union threatens the stoppage if any municipal hospital is closed. Two airlines and the federal government have paid $29 million in damages that resulted when two airliners collided over Staten Island in 1960. 128 persons died in that crash. 8 persons were killed on the ground. The collision occurred as the two planes circled over Richmond awaiting landing instructions. Amount of the damages is the highest in aviation history. The weather in New York, mostly cloudy, windy, and turning colder this afternoon with a chance of a few brief showers and the high in the 50s. Tonight, clearing, windy, and cold, the low in the mid-20s, and then mostly sunny, continued cold and windy tomorrow with a high in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 55 degrees and cloudy in New York. This is Frank Gordon, WNBC News, and now back to Monitor.
When a young man's fancy turns, it's for love his poor heart yearns, 'cause it's spring and girls all sing.
Happy singer Andy Williams. I'm Gene Rayburn, your monitor host. Happy to tell you that comedian Bob Newhart will make all of us happier shortly. Some advice first, which should make many of you happier homeowners. The Oak Flooring Institute is pleased to announce that oak floors are in. In fact, they've never been out. For a time, though, when the wall-to-wall urge rolled across the country, some people actually covered up their beautiful oak floors with a monotonous one-color look of wall-to-wall carpeting. But today's leading interior designers have started a trend back to exposed oak floors and area rugs and floors have started to swing again. These designers like the look of rich colored oriental rugs on gleaming oak floors, on bright contemporary accent rugs and dark finished oak. Whatever you want to do with the room, however you want to decorate, oak fits right in. Its beautiful grain and coloring brings the warmth of nature into any setting. New urethane finishes make oak floors easier than ever to care for. And oak's beauty is permanent. You'll never have to replace your oak floors. If you're buying a new home, don't get caught in the wall-to-wall fad. Insist on the floor that's always in style. Oak! You don't take a chance with oak floors. Now, monitor on stage. Monitor on stage, star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. And with the baseball seasons opening only a short distance away, Bob Newhart pitches some funny thoughts on the game our way.
I got thinking about baseball. And how games are marketed today. You know, you go to a game manufacturer and they figure everything out and decide whether the game is right for the public or not. And then they market it. And it got me to thinking, supposing Abner Doubleday had called one of the game manufacturers with this new invention of his called baseball. Now, I think a phone conversation would have taken place something like this. Hello, Olympic Games. What can I do for you, Mr. Doubleday? You got a game. How many couples? 18 people? Well, the ideal game is, two, three couples, you know, come over to the house, they get a little smashed, and, you know. You can't play it in the house either. I see you got two things right there against you. All right, tell me about it. You got nine guys on each side. Yeah. And you got a pitcher and a catcher. And they throw this ball back and forth. And that's all there is to it? All right. A guy from the other side stands between them with a bat. I see. And he just watches him? Oh, I see. He swings at it. He may or he may not swing at it. But depending on what? If it looked like it were a ball. What's a ball, Mr. Doubleday? You've got this plate. Uh-huh. And as long as it's above the knees... But below the shoulders. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm listening. Yeah. It's a strike. Three strikes and you're out. And three balls. Not three balls. Four balls. Why four balls, Mr. Dollar? Nobody's ever asked you before. Or you may hit it. If he hits it, what happens? He runs as far as he can before somebody catches it. As long as it stays what? As long as it stays fair. And what's fair, Mr. Doubleday? You've got these two white lines? Is this a rib? Is this one of the guys in the office? Mr. Doubleday, that's the most complicated game I've ever heard in my life. Forget it. Right. Mr. Doubleday, listen though. You come up with anything, two, three couples, you'll be sure and let us know. Huh? All right, Mr. Doubleday, I'll be done. Right.
Bob Newhart and Monitor on stage. Now, this message. Attention, cat owners. All right, you cat owners and lovers out there, now pay attention. Enter the 4th annual All-American Glamour Kitty Contest now. It's sponsored by Kitty Pan Cat Litter, and no pedigree is required to enter. It's your cat's big chance to be top cat of the feline world. It's your chance to win valuable prizes and excitement. The nation's glamour kitty will be judged and selected from 8 finalists after the glamorous week-long pageant and coronation ceremony at Miami's Fontainebleau Hotel. Contest details are on the kitty pan bag, 4, 10, or 20-pound sizes, in supermarkets and wherever pet products are sold, void where prohibited. Now, friends, you're on the monitor beacon.
Ruth Busby. All I said was, the best thing about New York is Charlie Brown. And boy, did I get somewhere to go. Woo-hoo!
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you can hear me, Charlie Brown, weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m.
Unfair housing isn't unfair. It's illegal. This is Chico Hamilton. If anybody has refused to rent or sell your house or an apartment because you were black, yellow, Puerto Rican, Jewish, or whatever, they're breaking the Fair Housing Law of 1968. What you can do is write Fair Housing, Washington, D.C., zip code 20410. When the law says anybody can live anywhere, the law means anywhere, baby, anywhere.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Katie, how about lunch?
Can't, Nancy.
Oh, why?
Well, the boss man's been a tyrant all morning.
Oh, shit.
I've got the darndest headache.
What Katie needs is Anacin. In minutes, Anacin relieves headache pain and so its nervous tension. So you are back into action. You see, Anacin contains twice as much of the pain reliever doctors recommend most for headaches. Yes, twice as much as any other leading extra-strength tablet.
Good thing to remember, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Anacin tablets for nervous tension headaches.
Here's an important message for hemorrhoid sufferers. Several outstanding doctors report a special medication called Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids except in severe or persistent cases. Yes, in most cases, Preparation H relieves painful discomfort as it gently causes reduction. Millions of people buy Preparation H each year to obtain relief. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
Listen for the love song. Listen.
You'll hear a bell start ringing and a million will bear.
Patty Page. This is Monitor. I'm Gene Rayburn. What else would you like to know?
It's your good friend from Watkins, so open the door and shop right at home in your personal store.
More coffee, Gene? Just a little bit, thanks. Mary, besides being neighbors, I see we have something else in common.
What's that?
Watkins products. Look, on your kitchen shelf.
Oh, you mean Watkins double-strength vanilla?
Yes, and all those other Watkins extracts and spices.
I couldn't cook without them. How about you?
Well, I always depend on my Watkins dealer for my household cleaners, too. And Watkins has the best waxes.
It's fun, isn't it? Shopping in your own living room. Makes you feel pampered. Have you tried their hair care products?
No, but I'd love to. Watkins always has something wonderful for you.
Watkins special for March. Blue Crystal Gel Shampoo and Watkins Cream Rinse. Buy both and save 91 cents.
This is Don McNeil. Let's reminisce a bit. Remember the sound of the milkman leaving the milk and good fresh cream? Now listen to this. That's the sound of Preem lightening up your morning coffee. Preem, the powdered creamer that's as delicious as anything I've ever tasted, old or new. So next time you dream about the good old days, do it over a cup of coffee and today's Preem.
You know, we've pointed out in the past that the M in Monitor stands for music, and we now point out that the N stands for new. From Tony Bennett, A Place Over the Sun.
I dreamed last night of a place. Somehow it's over the sun. That land is waiting for us.
Reminder from your FTD florist. Easter Sunday's just around the corner, and now is the time to call or visit your nearby FTD florist. When you order early, he'll assure on-time delivery, even save you money on out-of-town orders. And this year, there's more. Many FTD florists can send a combination of flowers and candy,
that Flowers Plus or Flowers Alone, the time to order for Easter is now. The one who can make it all happen is your FTD florist.
The subject of special interest to us on Monitor this weekend is taxes, but being the generous souls we are, we're going to forego asking you for the entertainment tax that we really deserve for bringing you Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
When it comes to the subject of taxes, people in sports are not any different from people in other walks of life. Uncle Sam is going to get his from them, too. Actually, things might be just a little tougher because the earning power of athletes isn't spread over their whole lives. It comes, especially to the talented, in heavy doses over short periods of time. Of all athletes, I guess you'd have to say that it's the boxer who gets the toughest time from taxes. He can go into a 90% bracket by working just one night a year, if he's, say, the heavyweight champion. Along that line, Joe Louis was a prime example. Not long ago, right here on Monitor, you might have heard me ask Joe who during his career hit him the hardest. His answer, Uncle Sam. The most successful fight promotion of all time has to be the second Dempsey-Tunney fight. Tunney's end came within $10,000 of $1 million. Dempsey got $450,000. Promoter Tex Rickard made a profit of over $500,000. Now, these are all figures that have been well publicized. But there were two other pretty good-sized shares of that gate. One was Uncle Sam's, and it came to more than $260,000. Also, the state of Illinois didn't do badly that night either. They got over $240,000. But if you really want to know about how interested a government can be in sports, let me tell you about the relationship between the state of New York and the racetracks. Not trotters, mind you, but just the flat tracks. I'd like to quote to you from the last annual report of the New York Racing Association covering the 1967 season. Quote, revenue to the state from the association's operations derived from the parimutuel and admissions taxes, franchise and supervisory fees, and uncashed parimutuel tickets totaled $74,717,983, unquote. You know something? The horses couldn't care less. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sport.
Zazuera. latest NBC News on the hour shortly. Gene Rayburn here, and since Monitor, in addition to many other things, is paying special attention to the subject of taxes this weekend, here's an item that may help you think a bit more kindly about the folks at the Internal Revenue Service. In announcing the record 107 million barrels of beer produced last year, an IRS spokesman with a twinkle in his eye called it a new high.
This is the story of the richest kid on the block. At birth, prudent parents opened a savings account for him at the Dime, the big savings bank for all New York. Gifts from friends and relatives, together with accumulated Dime dividends, now 2 years later, total over $1,500. If nothing more is added, at age 16, he'll have over $3,000 before taxes at the time, based on the latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. Whether news is good or bad, you can always count on values of the Dime to get bigger and better as those big Dime dividends are added and compounded four times each year. Build solid reserves for your children and grandchildren's future. All deposits received on or before April 10th will earn dividends from April 1st. So what are you waiting for? For postage-free forms to open your account by mail, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn is a member of the FDIC. It's 12 noon, and this is WNBC, New York.